Well, first off, we look at that object and we try to understand what kinds of vibrations it can have, because if we knew the precise ways in which it could vibrate, we'd be able to determine why it is that electrons and quarks and all the other particles have the properties that they do.
Space Junk, a tale of two odysseys. 30,000 objects and growing. They're all up there, waiting. A great orbiting space film, trapped in gravity's belt. When suddenly one near-Earth orbit decays, free falls, friction coefficient passes critical, bursts into fireball, breaks up in a blossom of hot tentacles, showers molten debris down into a receptive blue-green sea. The fizzling hisses of snuffed-out heat in salty waves, the only sound heard by the only sentient presence. A lone humpback, rolling over on its back, eyes skyward its perfect idol interrupted, while further below a hungry grouper gulps at descending carbonized flakes, then regurgitates, and the ever-disintegrating specks continue their free fall in liquid space, joining the silent radiolarian rain on their way to the abyss. Or perhaps some random shard of hardware escapes the incinerating fall, lands with unremarkable impact upon a seldom-tread equatorial beach, an island possibly, formerly untouched by global disposability. And some sole survivor or wandering outcast, scouring for tinder to feed his needed fire, finds the titanium transistor amongst the dried-up dulse, driftwood, and sand, and turning it over in his hand, perplexed by its function, a vision of fantastic origin flits through his mind, then dissolves away in useless reverie and salted thirst. He pauses there at the upper tidal mark, lifts a makeshift flask to his lips, drinks reverently, eyes close, open to a sinking sun's ray, glinting off the shining bauble bejeweled upon his palm like an infant star. And he walks out onto the rocks, threading a husk fiber string with shark tooth hook through the center of the thing, and casts it into a provident sea.
The reason why one should care is, if that number should change even a little bit, or if some other relevant numbers like the strength of gravity or the strength of electromagnetism should change by a little bit, the universe as we know it would not exist.